Linguini. Hello and welcome to the Buster Nuts podcast, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother, Scott Charlesworth. We can cut that start bit. I don't know if anyone heard it.
I think I heard it.
Do you reckon they did?
I reckon they heard it.
Well, yeah, if we do cut it, then I was playing 15 seconds straight of Skinner from Ratatouille, the movie we watched tonight.
I forgot the man's name.
Chef Skinner, bro, is the best character. We'll get to that.
Anyways.
I played 15 seconds of him just saying linguine. Actually, I think the video is titled Ratatouille, but it's just Chef Skinner saying linguine.
It's got
11,000 views, and we can thank the YouTube channel Bread.
Thanks, Bread.
For posting that.
Shout out, Bread.
Shout out, Bread.
Big shout out to Fermented Bread, being beer.
No, we can't show that.
No, we can't do that. That's illegal.
Because we're not sponsored.
No.
By Han Superdry.
But we are by TSG, according to one of our earlier episodes.
How you bloody been, mate?
Oh, mate, you know, it's been a month since we last recorded.
Don't tell them that.
Okay, we won't give them the inside secrets. That.
It's been
but
good.
It's going to seem like a week because we're posting.
It's been a week. We posted yesterday.
Yeah, we posted yesterday.
We
two
watched Goodfellas. We were meant to record this yesterday, but I was hungover. You were tired.
Nah, you were just hungover.
I was just hungover. Look.
Wait, we got some good progress done yesterday, though.
We got some good progress done.
It was a good day of getting some things done.
Scott worked on back. I worked on abs.
Yeah.
We got full abs.
Yeah. We got the full body sculpted. We got a Greek physique going on.
Yeah. Tomorrow, I'm going to work on cock. Honestly, I'm just going to do like 6 reps of cock,
just
bro.
Just cock presses, bro.
Yeah.
Nice.
I was talking to someone. Apparently, you can get your eyes trained.
Really?
You know, like...
Run me through training your eyeballs. What does that involve?
Well, I don't know. But... I just know that with your eyes, right, apparently you can get like a little lazy eye, and it's because your eye muscle gets weak. So what you can do is you can pay like a lot of money and you can go to someone and be like, hey
bro,
strengthen my eye, and you go to eye gym and they like strengthen it.
So you just go to the eye gym. Hey bro, you want to go to the gym and do some reps?
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
What are you doing?
We watched Ratatouille.
Yeah, we just did back. We did cock.
Oh, you know what's crazy? I totally forgot to get a synopsis for Ratatouille, and my phone is up there filming right now.
Should I get it?
All right. We're going to switch roles.
This is incredible. Oh, hang on. I've got it up here.
Maybe we should switch roles. I'll do the trivia.
All right, fine. I don't know, but I've got the trivia. I came prepared, you fuck.
No. You just get the synopsis
up for
me.
I've got the synopsis.
Yeah.
So do you want to read the trivia out when it's trivia time?
No, I'll read the synopsis because you are trivia master.
I will kill you. Read. He's going to do a
Remy,
a
rat, aspires to become a renowned French chef. However, he fails to realize that people despise rodents and will never enjoy a meal cooked by him. Great synopsis.
Fuck, what a rat dog. What a rat dog. Wait, okay, so then how do you have your notes?
Sorry?
How do you have your notes?
Oh, they're all in here, baby. They're all in here.
You didn't think of this, did you?
No, I did think of this.
You didn't think of this at
all. I didn't think too far ahead, but most of them are in here. I have 2 notes down there, but I'm saving those ones for later. They're a little bit spicy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we want to genuinely pause?
No, absolutely not.
I want to genuinely pause.
Do you actually?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. There would have been a cut just then.
We figured
it out.
Yeah, no.
What are you talking about? We stopped the camera. of course there was a cut.
There are no cuts. No cuts, no butts, no cuts.
Okay, so probably would have cut out where I got scared and said, I want to genuinely pause.
Yeah.
Because I didn't realize you were going this whole podcast without notes.
I'm freeballing
today.
We've
never done no notes.
No.
You're all in here.
I think we have done it once.
Maybe.
On one of the shitty movies.
Oh, right.
I feel like we've done that.
Look,
before.
I know. Yeah. I was just, wow.
Very taken aback. No, I understand that. I threw a ball on the court that shouldn't have been thrown. I'm very underprepared 90% of the time with a lot of things. So, yes, I'm just running it off.
What are you doing? You just shaved your pubes and you're swiping them away?
I'm just running.
You have loose pubes.
We're just rolling with it.
You've trained cock.
I do. I am training cock, and I do have loose pubes.
Wow. Should we get sponsored by manscaped.com?
Dude, honestly, if that happened, I would just eat that up.
They do have the new lawnmower 5.0 currently out. I said the ball deodorant. I don't know if anyone's using that on their testes.
I used it once, but it stung a little bit.
Oh. Let's not say too much, just in case they... No, they won't. We're never getting money off this. We can't even do a full podcast without stopping it.
No, what are you talking about? It's
Today we watched...
Today, we watched Ratatouille. Great Disney Pixar movie that came out in 2007? Yes, it's there.
2007.
Fantastic movie. It really is one of those movies that still has the magic about it.
It's one of those movies I watch and go, ooh wee.
Ooh, you know, it's got wee. It really hits you in the nostalgic feels. Now, please, I want to know, what's your earliest memory of watching this movie?
Nana and Paz, I think.
Nana and Paz?
Didn't they have a DVD of it?
They did, yes. They're lying watching. On their lounge room floor,
mm-hmm.
just on the rug.
Everyone remember this. Remember this.
Remember this. This is a canon event here.
When everyone used to come over to our grandparents' place.
Yeah, we were just hours before, we were just playing Hot Wheels on the tiles.
Yeah.
And we'd have like a lovely little lunch, you know. Nana would cook us up a stew or...
Again, remember this, guys. Remember when you were here.
Or make us a nice little salad sandwich. Yum, 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 yum. All very good.
Yeah.
Then we lie down on the rug... Put it on the big screen, and wow, you see Remy running through that glass window with the cookbook, and you just go, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm in a magical world right now.
You got two little happy boys right there.
Two little happy boys.
Smile, ear to ear, rat to rat.
Seriously.
Bro to bro.
This is one of my favorite Pixar movies. It's not the highest scored of the Pixar movies, but it's just... There's so much nostalgia backed in it for me that it just, oh man, every time I watch it, it takes me back to that place and that key memory.
Right.
It's the same thing when we watch like Incredibles or Toy Story, for instance. We talked about how nostalgic it was in those episodes and we're just like, man, you just feel like a little kid again. It's awesome. It's so good.
Yeah.
And I feel obviously that influences the scores quite a bit, but they're still... banging quality movies.
Hey, I respect... I mean, this is... Yeah, of course, this is the first Pixar movie we've watched for the podcast.
Ever.
Ever. So this is a good one. It's
just
a
forget about Toy Story 1, 2, 3, and 4, though. You're just like...
And Lightyear.
Yeah, and Lightyear.
And The Good Dinosaur.
We haven't watched that yet.
We will.
We will watch Next The Good Dinosaur. Week. Yeah.
Well, do you want to hit off with your first point, your little nostalgia boy?
I will.
Nana and Pa's salad sandwich.
Yes, I will. And it is more on the intro to the movie.
Yes.
You have like the old-timey footage of, you know, like the globe spinning. I don't know, what's the era of this movie? Is it the 50s, 40s?
What, when it's set?
Yeah.
I thought it was set in 2007.
Set in 2007.
I thought it was set in modern day with like an old-timey spin.
You know what? I think you might be right. There's just a lot of old stuff. Maybe that's just
like how it finishes and it says Finn. I think it's just like
no, but like
a homage.
They have the old televisions and they have the old phones and everything like that. I just feel it's a little bit old-timey. You know?
Maybe it's a homage to old French cinema.
True.
I realised
that. You want to tighten up that mic stand over there, big boy?
Tighten up the little mic stand.
I want to give it a little tighten up.
That could be a bit annoying in the old editing process.
No, that's fine. You tighten that.
Maybe you could do a bit of EQ. Maybe a bit of compression.
I'll just dip the mids a little bit there.
Maybe just dip the mids and bring out the bass.
Yeah, we'll bring up the bass a little bit.
Yeah, bring out the bass a little bit, mate.
And when... Okay, cutting straight back into it, after the advertisement for Gusto, and he's like, anyone can cook. And he's just, oh, your heart is just warmed. And then it goes bang, straight into Remy saying, let me tell you how I got here.
That's not how Patton Oswalt sounds at all.
Let me tell you how I got here. Hey, Ma!
Hey, Ma!
Hey, Ma!
Hey, Ma!
Hey!
I'm a rat!
Give us a pastrami sandwich! Sorry, that's Italian.
A slap of the nuts on your face, sir! a shut up of your face, sir! Give me a ratatouille! I want to squeeze your little rat balls!
France is going to come after us, they're going to murder us.
Oh, fuck.
We are. It's all right. We have French in us.
Oh, there's too many colours in their flag. It's just pink one.
It's pink one.
It's like the Australian flag. We've got at least one colour.
All the same three colours.
Nah, too many colours in
their
flags.
Too many colours in the flag.
And too many shapes. Should be like the Australian flag. It's simple. One shape. One colour.
It's very, very easy to understand.
Too many colours. It's ridiculous.
It's just absolutely preposterous.
I don't know if the mic has been moving.
That's fine. A bit of drift is all good.
Mm.
I just love how explosive and energetic that first scene is. And you go, oh man, I just want to know a little bit more about this little rat man. Oh, like, what? How is he carrying a cookbook? You know, it's a children's movie.
He narrates.
But you're like, where's the logic behind this?
He narrates, cuts to the window, then fucking smashes out.
Through.
Oh my God.
What about when he's talking about how rats are, you know, the lowest of the low? They're despised by humanity, which obviously they are because, you know, carried a lot of disease in human history and things like that. Scavengers. They steal things.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the whole, I don't know, that's like a central message throughout this whole the film, isn't it? It's like, you know, changing the reputation of these animals sort of thing.
Well, I think the message is, doesn't matter where you came from, if you have the dream, you can do it.
Yeah.
Which applies to most things.
It applies to a lot of things.
If you're dreaming about being a serial killer, maybe choose a different profession.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly right.
But if you want to be a chef and you've grown up, I don't know, just without a lot of money,
you can still do it.
And people say, you're a rat. Doesn't matter.
Don't listen to them. Don't listen to them because they're probably rats.
And they probably can't do that cool jazzy thing when they eat cheese and strawberries. You know what I'm saying?
That scene.
The little...
All right, how many kids do you reckon did that after watching it for the first time? They went home and they got a Smith's chip and then like a Freddo frog and they ate it at the same time.
Or a Lay's chip if you're... You know, overseas, or a Walker's chip if you're overseas.
True, it's all the same company. Can we talk about that a little bit? Because that's quite interesting.
Can we dig into the real shit and talk about that?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, that's all right. We'll save that one. We'll have a Lay's, Smith's, and Walker's episode coming out next week.
Yes.
After the Good Dinosaur. It's going to be a bonus one with the Good Dinosaur.
Yes. It's all
Patreon only. Will cost upwards of $2,000 to watch though, so just prepare to blow your wallet.
Though that start scene is so good, and then obviously flashes back to how
fantastic
they got there, and
yeah,
that old lady is just the most insane. Let's just get into it. That old lady is insane.
She's absolutely bonkers.
I love it. There's two rats in her house, so she goes, "Oh, of course, I'm going to get my shotgun and a gas mask."
I think she's got some PTSD from the war. That was an old wartime gas mask right there.
So you reckon this isn't in... But if it's in the war, surely they're like more tolerant with rats because there's lots of rats around. Like,
yeah, yeah. I think it's like... You know what? I'm thinking about this and I think it's late 50s. I think it is. It's right... Well, it's right when colour television happens, I feel like. Right. I don't know. I've got an inkling.
Although we could search it up.
We could search it up.
Grab your phone.
No, I can't search it up because it's filming.
I really hope this isn't moving.
It's alright. It's fine.
Yeah, that old lady is just nuts.
Absolutely bonkers. Yeah, imagine just getting a shotgun out to solve all your problems. You know what, though? It does solve a lot.
No, it doesn't. She blows all the holes in her room.
Hey, you know, an excuse for a renovation.
Although she does discover that a whole rat's nest is living in her roof.
That is solving
a
problem.
First time watch, if you're watching it for the first time, that's a good twist. Where you're like, whoa, what? Their actual house is like up the top?
Yeah.
That's sick. I like it as well, how he got relegated to being the sniffer for the clan.
Yeah, the poison sniffer.
Yeah.
If you had to be the poison sniffer, would you allow some of it to just get through for shits and gigs? You'd just be like, fuck this. I've had it today. I'm just going to let some of these poison bad boys get through.
I'm not going to kill my boys. It's your pack. They're the rat pack.
It's true. They are the rat pack.
You can't be doing that. I'm
feeling mischievous. That's
you're
all
a dog,
I'm saying.
Bro. No, I'm not.
I'm not a dog. I'm a rat. What are you talking about?
You know what? I'm a man.
Are you a man or a mouse?
You're a man. I'm a chicken or a cheese.
Now, there's something about food in Pixar movies that is always done magnificently. And it is just the way it's shot and presented. You feel like you're smelling it, tasting it. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Every shot of food in this movie is just sensational. Even the like the little rubbish paper that Emil gets when they're in the alleyway.
Yeah.
Oh man, I feel like I want to take a bite of that.
It definitely holds up the animation, I reckon.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
It's nice. All right, question.
Please. Question away.
What dish are you getting around? What dishes, like, out of all of them, you're like, nah.
Easy. Ratatouille.
The ratatouille at the end.
I want that so bad.
Yeah.
Well, it's either the ratatouille or the soup. Because I love it when Remy's just flipping over, doing acrobatics, chucking in garlic and little chives and spices and things in there. And he's just making an amalgamation of beauty.
I love it before the soup as well, and he just like nearly throws up. It's that bad. Linguini just torturing it.
It's good. Yeah.
I reckon for me, it's when that blonde dude's in the...
I killed a man with this thumb.
No, not Horst.
Oh.
I'm talking about...
French Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah, not French Gordon Ramsay. There's like this blonde dude in the... What do you call the eating area in a restaurant? It's the eating area, I guess. The dining area.
The dining area.
Yeah, and he asked the waiter, he's like, oh, could I have the special?
Mm.
And then Skinner tries to stitch Linguini up and gets him to make like that really shitty licorice
thing from
Gusteau's like secret menu.
He never figured it out. It was a Gusteau fail.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And then
I almost
Remy
failed
makes,
that one there.
You did. Thank God it's not an audio medium.
Hello.
And then Remy makes that dish. And it's like, it looks like chicken with sauce on it. And like,
it
does. Capers, you know.
I think it was quail.
Maybe it was quail. And that shit looks good.
Okay.
That's my meal.
Question for you. Now, this gets a little bit deep into the lore.
All right. Well, question for you. Ask your question.
Are rats the only other sentient animals in this? Well, not sentient. That's the wrong word. Intelligent to the point where they're on the same level as humans in this world, because Remy's cooking chicken, man. He's like, he's killing other animals and stuff as well. Is he having the conversations? He's like, yeah, bro.
That is true. He's happy to just like rip through. I mean, he's a rat. I don't care.
He's a rat. It's fine. It's whatever. But like, I'm just saying, it would be pretty funny if he's like, saying,
do we see any
catching
other
up with Greg from the farm?
Yeah.
Old pig fella over there. And he comes in and
there was no pigs called
Greg. I'm just speculating.
Unless you've seen some cut that no one else has seen.
And then Greg's back in as some smoggy bacon in the restaurant.
And there was no bacon in this film.
Look, I'm just speculating. I'm just saying, like, it would be pretty hilarious.
I think you see some birds at one point outside of Linguini's apartment.
Yeah, but they just...
But you don't...
They're just birding around.
Well, we don't know because it's from a distance. Yeah, but also, the rats can't speak to the humans.
They can understand them, though. The rats can understand the humans.
Yeah.
Oh, well, actually, no. Only Remy can. Because he's... All right, this debunks the whole thing. He is the only smart rat. He knows how to read.
Can't the other ones?
They can't understand him in the same way that Remy does, because Remy knows how to read.
No, because Remy's dad figures out that Linguini's a good guy.
Linguini's like nice. Debunking the... Bad logic here.
We're debunking the debunking.
Well, this is good.
And then Remy's dad's like, shit, let's get the whole team in and let's cook for Anton Ego. And
yeah.
And then make like that sick ass dish, the ratatouille.
Yeah.
Which is sick, which goes back to the message of the film. Any, like, doesn't matter where you come from, you can do it. And ratatouille is a peasant dish.
Anyone can
brings
cook.
Anton Ego back.
And then
we see the meme.
Yes. That's it. That's what that movie did to me. It sucked me back to that time.
Just sucked you dry.
I love Ego.
I thought you were going to say something else. No, it really did.
No, 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 no. I love Ego. He is such a magnificent character. He's just like... Ugh. Yeah, as a kid, your perspective of watching him, you really freaked out. Like, whoa, look at this tall, skinny man.
Yeah, he still scares me a bit.
He still scares me a little bit.
Imagine dude doing like a crip walk or something.
Ego could absolutely rip up a crip walk.
Yeah.
He could.
He could.
He's got the stanky leg.
So what, who's your favorite character?
Oh, Gusteau.
Gusteau's your favourite.
Gusteau is my favourite character in the movie, purely because he just appears as a ghost and he's just memeing the entire time while giving great advice.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's floating around like a little marshmallow.
That is true. Yeah.
He's quite cute.
Do you want to say something? Would little, you have my sex little with Gusteau?
No.
What about Ghost Gusteau?
Ghost Gusteau. Absolutely.
What about the Colonel Sanders Gusteau?
Oh, without a doubt.
You're weird. That's a cardboard cutout of Gusteau from an animated movie.
Man can dream, can't he?
A man can dream. I reckon my favourite Skinner.
Skinner's awesome. He's a great cat. He's so funny.
I, as a kid, hated Skinner.
Yeah.
Then watching it, like, the other day, I was like, holy shit. I think he's my new favourite character.
You know what? That happens with a lot of these old children's shows and movies and stuff as well.
So we just grow old and senile and we just like, oh yeah.
We start relating to the logic of, I think it's when you start making money, you see where Skinner's coming from.
No, I think he's still an arsehole. I don't relate to his motives or who he is the character. I just find
what
him
do you
funny.
Mean, man? He's got the microwave Gusteau burrito.
No, he's an arsehole.
I bet that tastes good.
He ruined Gusteau's legacy, man.
He was
Gusteau's like sous-chef.
But he had a nice little beret hat and cool sunglasses and a trench coat, and he climbed on a roof.
Oh, actually,
that's wild.
I have notable Skinner moments.
Please,
here we go.
Skin me up.
Needing the stepladder to see the diners eat out in the dining room.
So good.
That's great.
He wants the soup.
Every time he thinks he sees Remy.
Yep.
I think that's so good. Like when he's driving past and he sees like Remy climb into Linguini's hand.
Yeah.
And reverses back and it's not there. Same within the cool room.
Yep.
When he grabs Linguini's... his hat, his talk.
Oh, yes, yes. That is primo. That is actually one of the best scenes in the movie. And he's just like, what the fuck are you doing? You're on top of this tray where all the food's supposed to be. Skinner's just hanging up there. And Linguini's just like, oh.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, the roof scene.
Mm-hmm.
Him reading the letter, another meme.
Oh, like when, yeah.
Well, when he realizes that Linguini's... was it
Gusteau's? Get me my lawyer.
Yeah, his son. And just every time he yells at Linguini.
Which might...
it's so good.
How dare you cook in this kitchen?
Do you rate the way...
I just blew the audio there. That's pretty good.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Do you rate the way these characters are designed?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Whoever did the design for these characters is a fucking genius. Especially Linguini.
He's, yes.
And the way that he's animated, the ragdoll physics.
Oh my God, yes.
Like, just him simply trying to get his bike into his apartment or, you know, yes. when he's like, fallen asleep. What's her name again?
Colette.
Colette. When he's, well, not talking to Colette, he's so tired and he's hungover and stuff. And he's just like...
Oh, yeah, he actually is hungover.
Yeah. So, yeah. With his glasses on. And Remy's just chopping away and he's just moving his head around and stuff. Oh, it's just
like, oh, why don't you ever, like, why aren't you talking to me? And
yeah.
Just like puts his face there. So good.
So good.
Linguini's great, man. Yeah. Oh, even when he has Remy and him become friends and he has him in the jar and then he knocks him into the river. It's like shit like that.
And he just jumps straight back in after him. And it's just the cutaway shot of them just sitting there, just soaking wet afterwards. Oh,
he's great. What about the scene where he's training? Like, Remy and him are, like, trying to figure out how to work together.
What does he throw out the window again? Was that a wine bottle or something, or...?
I thought it was, like... It wasn't an omelette, eh? Because that wouldn't have broken a glass. It was, like, a fry pan or something.
It was, like, a fry pan, and then he's, like...
Because he's, like, trying to flip something.
And
then he
flips it, and it just flies out the back of the window.
Yeah, and then he just throws the whole fry pan out. That's great.
Oh, what about with the glass of wine? Brings it up to Remy's nose and just pours it all over his face. Yeah, it's pretty good. There's a lot of notable moments in this movie where you're just like, oh, man. The physical slapstick comedy is done really well, actually, and very intelligently as well. Mm. It's not cringy slapstick, which a lot of movies can fall into that trap.
Yeah, no.
Animation kind of can, I don't know, you can walk the borderline between the cringiness and like the really well animated smart way to do it. I'm gonna get cop some shade for this, but like Tom and Jerry sort of vibe, that's that cringy sort of, you know, it's old school, whatever, but you know, it doesn't hit the same as refined sort of, you know, the way that these guys were doing it.
Yeah, no, it was good.
Or the same way, you know, Looney Tunes is very similar to Tom and Jerry, but I feel like it's way better executed.
Yeah.
It's actually very good. It's hard to do, and it's a fine line to walk.
Yeah. I reckon, you know, you have like a good movie like Home, and then probably like a shitter movie like The Incredibles, and I think that's the sort of... That's the sort of thing that we
You
have.
Did not just utter those words. I'm going to pretend you never said that.
Like, you have, like, one, like, a really, really good animated movie, like, Home. And then, like, a really shit sort of mid-movie, like, The Incredibles.
I wouldn't even blame the audience if they just turned off listening if they took right that now. If they just, yeah, they just took that as real.
You know, someone would probably take that as real.
Absolutely.
That's great. This was directed by the same guy who did The Incredibles.
Yeah, and what's...
Brad Bertus.
I don't... Oh, there goes a little bus.
Yeah.
That's the second bus to feature in a podcast.
Yeah, true.
I think we got a dog featuring in the podcast right now as well. That's
Let
pretty
him roll.
Good.
Let him roll.
Let him roll. Let him have a little bark off.
Yeah.
A little barf.
What are you going to say? I should add your notes, mate. Should add
no,
your
no,
notes.
No, no, wait.
Hang
should
on,
hang
on. Should
add your notes. There's... I don't know his name, but he's the actor that plays Ham in Toy Story, and he plays Mac in Cars.
Mm.
He plays someone in A Bug's Life, but he plays the waiter that... Oh, he wants the soup.
Oh, yeah.
That fella. Here goes the ice cream van. Look at that. That's a hat trick for
you're
you.
You're losing your mind. None of these have happened.
This is real.
No.
I don't have schizophrenia.
Speaking of good animation, I've loved the chase scenes in this movie.
Oh, yeah. The one with Remy's running over all the boats and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And Skinner just falls in the water. So good.
My favorite bit, again, Skinner bias, is when he jumps over the boat and he's so small that he just fits right under the railing. He doesn't have to like climb over the railing.
He just goes through
it. He glides through under the railing. Perfect. Oh. I mean, that joke, that wasn't even probably a big joke. It's just like, well, he's proportioned that way. But
no, that would have been, they would have been cackling animating that.
Oh, it killed me, man.
Oh, there's just too much that's like that in this movie. That's just, it's great. It's not too much. That's the wrong words.
I reckon
it's just great.
So there's three main character arcs
Please.
In yep. this, I reckon. There's the People's Choice. Yep. So it's Remy's arc of being a rat who loves food and becoming a top chef in Paris.
Yes.
Okay, that's the People's Choice.
That is the People's Choice.
I'm going to say these three. You tell me which one's your favorite.
Okay.
We have the underdog story.
Mm-hmm.
Linguini starting as a clumsy goof who can't secure a job.
Yeah.
Who befriends a rat and ends up working together with his rat friends to run his own restaurant.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's probably the one that a lot of people
that's
gravitate to.
That's the B plot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people would probably gravitate to Linguini.
B.
Because he's good fun. Listeners who aren't watching, Scott tried to just do a B with his hands.
And failed miserably.
Moore just did a giant gaping asshole and made the shape of that.
Gang signs.
The third character arc is the wild card. Skinner slowly losing his mind as a rat and an idiot slowly pull him out of a job and stop him from collecting Gusteau's will. So, of course, my favourite's the wild card. What's your favourite? We've got the People's Choice.
Yeah.
The underdog story or the wild card?
I'm just going to be a basic bitch and I'm going to go the People's Choice.
Yeah,
I love Remy as a character.
He is great.
He's so good. His relationship with his dad as well is really cool. And like, you know, he's just trying to look out for him. He's going, mate, you know, don't be going around with those humans. You'll die.
Yeah.
And then he shows him at that major plot point in the film. Where you have all the dead rats mm-hmm. in the traps and the rat poison.
They don't like us, son.
Yeah. Sorry, I did the New York accent again.
I said they don't like us, son.
Hey, Ma.
They're going to cut off our balls and stick them up on a wall. They're going to put them in rat soup. I'm going to put you in rat soup, Remy.
That crossed in between about five different accents just then.
I'm Scottish, Remy.
That was not it. But good try though. You did well. Right. I'll clap for that.
I'll whip out my Chinese accent next. No, that's racist.
But yeah, I really liked, I think Remy's plot line, his story is so well done. And you really feel like the loneliness with him, especially in the early parts of the film, you know, when he's just at the bottom of the drains.
You do relate to that, don't you? Sorry,
keep going. And he's separated from his family.
Yeah, keep going.
He's all wet. And he's just lying down.
Oh, okay. Okay. Why do you relate to this?
And he's lying down on a cookbook. He's naked, wet, in a drain, lying down on a cookbook. And he just wants someone to love him for who he is.
Lying down on Jamie's five ingredients.
Man, they don't call him the naked chef for nothing.
Oh, God.
And then he goes up, and then there's that whole little cool scene of him like, whoa, I can just go up and see what's out there. Gusto, imaginary Gusto, says, hey, mate, check it out there. Go have a look. Whoa, it's Paris.
I think you need to forget your notes more often. This is great.
Yeah.
I'm loving this.
Maybe the new format can be you always have notes. I never have notes.
Oh, God. Maybe. But you have a lot of passion behind this movie. When we watch something like just random,
that's going to be hard. That's going to be really difficult.
Then you're going to forget everything. And you just be like, oh, Ben, what's on your notes? Well.
Yeah. No, yeah, I do have a lot of passion. I mean, I've seen this movie a squillion times. So even a Googleplex amount of times.
Wow. Well, I do like the music in this movie.
You know what? Adding to the magical feel of it, music plays a very big part in it. And especially in the theme of when, you know, he's learning to cook and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's so good. But just with the backdrop of Paris, you know, oh, wow, it's just beautifully designed. It's so romantic. And it really feeds into, like, you know, the vibe that, you know, you're going to go to Paris. It's a romantic city, the city of love.
Yeah, sort of thing. Good food.
And, yeah, yeah.
And rats.
And I love it that it doesn't censor the wine in it as well. It keeps it because it's a part of the culture.
Yes, yeah.
It's, you know, it would be, if this movie, I don't want to sound like an old-timey bloke, but if this movie was bloody made today, they wouldn't be able to put the wine in it.
Maybe.
I don't think they would.
You don't reckon?
Or they could.
Well, you reckon mums would complain.
Just like, oh, you're advertising alcohol to my children.
I should say parents. I'm just more thinking of Karens.
You're just thinking of Karens. Well, you know, all I'm saying is I reckon they had more availability to do that back then, sort of thing. I don't know.
A drunk scene as well. That's good fun.
Yeah, yeah. Which, you know, that is a bit outlandish, but it's good.
Yeah.
You know, because it. You can't really tell as a kid. You just think, oh, they're staying up late.
Yeah, drinking grape juice.
Grape juice. Yeah. You know, it is grape juice. It's just fermented.
Yeah, it's yummy.
Barrel grape juice.
It's almost as good as fermented yeast. Is it?
Yeah.
That's how they do it.
Well, bread juice.
Bread juice. Yeah, yeah. It's almost as good as bread juice. Shout out Patton Oswalt.
Yeah.
Great voice acting. I mean, great voice acting all round.
Who's the actor for Emil?
Ooh.
Ooh, get that. Get that knowledge up.
Get that up right now.
Get that. Get. Got.
For Emil, it is Peter Son.
Show me a photo.
I know Peter Son. Come on.
Show me a photo.
You know Peter Son.
Oh, it's Peter.
Yeah. No, it's Peter. It's Peter. Peter Son.
Hey, Peter.
So, shout out Peter Son.
Very cool.
I really like, when Emil's trying to eat the strawberry and cheese and the jazz isn't going. It's just a slight little...
Oops, something's happening. Something's happening.
That's great. Yeah, cool. Lefestin is the ultimate cooking song. There's no question about it.
Mm-hmm.
There is no... I listen to that song when on a regular basis when I'm cooking, yeah.
Yeah.
It is an amazing song by Camille.
I think it really just gets you into the mood to, you know, try some flavors, mix it up a little bit, you know. Well, okay, flavor combinations that you don't expect, but they actually work really well. Let's take a little side note here. Blue cheese and honey. That was from Bruce. Bruce recommended that.
True.
Shout out Bruce. We'll get him on the podcast. Bruce.
Yeah.
You have any more combinations that you go, whoa, didn't realize that?
Yeah. concrete and sawdust. How about you harden the fuck up, you dogs? No, I don't really.
Hey, that's a good one though.
Thank you.
Yeah, very good.
It's left of field.
I like that little segue.
We've talked about the kitchen crew are great.
Can we just talk about the betrayal in this movie? That point where Linguini said, "Little chef, oh my gosh, you're stealing from me. I thought you weren't going to."
No, yeah, that did cut deep.
That did cut deep. That cut so deep, it left a scar. It left a scar, but that scar is working on being healed.
No, it was a really integral moment in the movie. I also really enjoyed it.
You're an integral moment.
In my movie, yeah. I thought it was a really good moment.
Yeah.
Where, you know, he opens the door and you see all the rats just in there just stealing. It's No, it's good. He's a sad boy. You need notes next time. You need notes.
Little sad boy.
We're not doing this again. Podcast, that is.
I want to hear what you've got in store, trivia and letterbox-wise.
You happy with that?
I think that was pretty good. I mean, it's Ratatouille. It's a great movie.
I mean, it's a shut up your face.
Hey, Ma! Sorry.
So for trivia, you're going to have a nightmare editing this. With my mic stand falling this whole time and you peaking, like, just going as hot as the sun.
Yeah.
12 Kelvin over there. All right, trivia.
Please.
Pet rats were kept at the studio in the hallway. Don't know why they had to mention the hallway, but anyway.
Yeah.
For more than a year so that the animators could study the movement of their fur, noses, ears, paws, and tails.
Very interesting. You see Remy's little nose going around all the time. They did a great job with that.
All the rats look great. Again,
the scurrying away sort of thing. It's just,
animation has aged beautifully. It looks good still, this movie. It holds up, and I think it will forever hold up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the movie looks good. It looks good.
Pixar kind of got to a point, I think, in that period. I think it was like post Incredibles, where it's always just going to look good.
Yeah.
It's just always going to
look good, man.
Yeah.
At around the 1 hour and 16 minute mark, as Linguini and Colette are roller skating down the sidewalk, you see a mime performing.
Is that the same?
Finish it.
Bon Voyage in Incredibles. Yeah. So that was what he was doing before he became a villain. Or after?
Maybe. Or maybe it's just a bit of fun. There's always...
His brother.
I think the Pixar theory worked when that... I can't remember which YouTube released it. When he first released the video and you could sort of connect it.
Yeah.
But I think now, with all the modern Pixar movies, I don't know if it's still valid.
I don't think so anymore.
Because I know they're trying to work it in still. Like, he's still trying to make... No, like, this YouTuber's still trying to be like, the Pixar theory's here. I'm like, I don't know, man.
Turning red.
Where does that fit in it?
Where's Turning Red in the old movies?
Yeah.
Don't know.
Who knows? Maybe it is.
Pixar Theory was awesome back in the day.
Bro, that blew my mind as a kid.
Oh, loved it.
And around the 59-minute mark, the window shop displaying the dead rats, which we talked about before, actually exists.
Really?
In the window of, I'm going to butcher this, Destruction des Anima Nus... Nusables. An exterminator established in 1872, located in Paris. I'm not going to say the address either because can't pronounce it.
Dox them.
Yeah. No, I just can't pronounce it.
You just can't pronounce it.
Yeah. So, it's a real place. I could have just said it's a real place. I didn't have to say the name of the place, but I did.
Yeah. What's the street? No, don't even try.
It's 8 Rue des Halles in first.
8 Rue des Halles. All right. Rat extermination on 8 Rue des Halles.
I'm not French.
In French town.
Yeah, okay. Look.
Paris.
8 Rue des Halles. 8 Rue des Halles.
Go to Duolingo, mate. You got to brush up on those skills.
I didn't pick that. Picked Italian and I did it for a day and the bird's getting angry. I get emails daily. Where the fuck are you, man?
Pick up your fucking phone!
Yeah. Fuck that bird.
Yeah.
Letterboxd time. Please,
yes.
This is from Jay.
Oh, Jay!
Despite all my sage, I'm still just a rat in a cage. Despite all my sage, I am still just a rat in a cage. 4 stars from Jay.
Oh, Jay is an absolute weapon. Good stuff, Jay.
This is from BoobLicker4269. Says, unrealistic and improbable. 0.5 star. So, I think BoobLicker4269 has standards.
Yeah.
And obviously these didn't meet those standards. It's valid.
Hey, but, you know, we don't always get the luxury to lick boobs, so.
Exactly. But I guess, in a way, that's kind
honestly, I feel like they were distracted by licking boobs the entire time watching the movie. That's just my opinion.
And that's kind of unrealistic and improbable.
Yeah.
So fuck you, boob licker, 4269. Piece of ass.
4269, nice.
I'm not even... That was a real review.
That's so good.
And that wasn't me just planting something in there.
Wow.
Like I have done in the past. River says, when I say I love French cinema, this is what I mean. 5 stars. Well, I love that. I love that from River. That's great.
Yeah, but it's not really French cinema.
That's the joke, you idiot. She said, when I say I love French cinema, this is what I mean. It's the joke. It's
I'm hungry.
And I'm thirsty.
I'm
dead.
All right, we should do the scores. We should sort some scoreage out.
It's been one of the worst ones yet.
It's been one of the it's one of the best podcasts we've ever done. I'm actually very proud.
Yeah?
Hey, watch it. No sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to go first with my score because I feel very passionate about this
movie. I got 7.5 nugs out of 10.
I'll do you one better. I got an 8 out of 10 nugs for this one.
Oh, I thought you'd be higher with the old nostalgia.
Yeah, well, you know. It's,
you can go higher if you want.
No, I've got to stay fair.
Do you want to go a little higher?
I'm not going to be tempted.
I'm going to do 12 out of 10 nugs. 7.5 is what I'm going to make
clear. This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these 3 things.
Number 1.
Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast.
Number 2.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number 3.
Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts. Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.